It's difficult to say when the oil price will pick up, and the lower for longer mantra is very much in the vernacular. But if you look further ahead, I think there is a belief that there will be a higher oil price, and this is getting into how the oil services industry sees that. The key headlines, the majority of the respondents think there will be mergers and acquisitions down the line. There is a lot of interest in further internationalisation. There's a key role for technology to play in this future. And when you stand back a little bit and look at some of the problems that the industry has at the moment, there really is a need for a different mindset and a different approach. And I think we're seeing that coming through some of the findings. And I think for people at the moment, it's quite difficult to see ahead because there has been so much shock recently, unprecedented geopolitical events, problems with huge oversupply against demand, demand growth dropping. And when you're in the middle of the storm, as the northeast of Scotland undoubtedly feels it is, it's difficult to see the way ahead. And I think that one of the findings that's really critical is there is going to be change. We're living through change at the moment. I think there will be a strong oil services industry, but it's not going to be all about the way things have always been done in the past. So we need to look more at this element of internationalisation. And it is already a highly internationalised and a global oil services industry, but we're going to need to see more of that. That's what investors are looking for. Application of technology, doing things differently, really, really important. One of the things that has been, for me certainly, a dichotomy in the industry has been we've brought forward some tremendous technology over several decades, but the cry often from the developers of technology is it's extremely difficult to commercialise the technology and to get people to give the opportunity for the test runs, for the equipment, getting it to a commercial point. There's clearly a message in this that technology has a role to play, and I think if you go back into some of the work over the last couple of years, one of the key things that came out of the Wood Report was around collaboration, doing things differently, and I see a real challenge that we're going to have to step up to around technology, around doing things differently. More of the same is not going to do it going forward. And the survey, I think, shows there will be change. The anticipation of merger and acquisition means that some of the names we've perhaps been familiar with will not be with us in the future because they will have been acquired. Some of those names that we're familiar with are going to get bigger. I think we will see a smaller number of players in oil field services, and these will be the players that have got strong balance sheets, have built up cash reserves, in some cases prepared for the difficult times, and are now able to capitalise on it.